Welcome back to Safe Talk with Safe Start. I'm Danny Smith. April the 28th is Workers' Memorial Day. It's also known as International Commemoration Day for the Dead and the Injured. And for our listeners in the U.S., April 28th is also the legislative anniversary of the Occupational Safety and Health Act of 1970. It was on this day that the Protection Act was passed and OSHA was formed. Canada also had declared a day of mourning for the lost workers through the Canadian Union of Public Employees and the Canadian Labor Congress. Before I introduce today's guest, I would like to quickly share some of the latest data that we have. In 2020, 4,764 Americans died in accidents on the job. The Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates a U.S. worker died approximately every 111 minutes, just one every 2 hours, if you will, from a work-related injury in 2020. Workplace fatalities in Canada are just over 1,000 per year, and it's estimated that a worker somewhere in this world dies on the job roughly every 15 seconds. And that doesn't count, obviously, the hundreds of millions of workers who are injured annually. We've made remarkable strides in improving these numbers since 1970, and so the safety profession has much to be proud of, but we all would say we still have a long way to go. So, keeping those numbers in mind, I'd like to introduce our guest, SafeStart CEO Barb Tate. Barb, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thanks, Danny. I'm honored to be on an episode dedicated to safety professionals and the important work they do.
Yeah, you know, Barb, I wanted you to join us because while that data is certainly of utmost importance, we and our listeners are, well, we're definitely in the life-saving and the injury prevention business. And because of the nature of SafeStart's business, and thanks to the vision of Barb, we as an organization are keeping our eyes on the goal. One of the ways we do this is through a celebration quilt of the lives of those we have impacted. In other words, we focus on lives saved and accidents prevented. So, Barb, first of all, how did you come up with the idea of a lives saved quilt?
Actually, Danny, back in 2012, I was at a safety conference, and they had a memorial quilt with photos of young workers who had lost their lives on the job in the last year. It was heartbreaking. These were real photos, real people, real failures.
Yeah.
And other conferences do similar things.
Yeah, I've seen those quilts and other memorials as well. I remember one I saw in North Dakota, the conference there back a couple of years ago. They actually had just blackened silhouettes of people and had the details of the accidents of how they died on the job. And they just had them placed throughout the hallways as you went around the conference. It was just, as you said, just very, very impactful.
Yeah, I realized that safety professionals deserve something as impactful to celebrate all the photos that aren't on those quilts or in those hallways because of the important work they do. Safety is a profession where success is measured by the things that didn't happen. Success is invisible. So safety professionals deserve to feel proud, and they deserve better, Danny. So I decided to represent each life saved by a SafeStart safety professional with a person, a random stranger, if you will, because we won't know who we saved. I mean, sure, we often get emails, you've got them too, Danny, that start with, "SafeStart saved my life last night. I was driving home and, you know, dot, dot, dot." But yeah, overall, when a critical error reduction technique helps someone, they don't even realize it. And so we do the math to estimate how many lives SafeStart saves each month. And then we print a photo of a stranger for each one and hang the photos on our Celebration of Life quilt, which hangs proudly in our head office. The quilt represents people who didn't die. So we fill the quilt and then we start over. Since 2012, we estimate we have saved over 1,100 lives. And that's how many photos we have hung on our celebration quilt since then. That's a lot of people whose faces are not hanging on a memorial quilt at a safety conference.
Yeah, and I just love the quilt in our building at the office there. And that's one of the things I always take a minute as I'm in the office from time to time and just Just kind of walk by the quilt and think about that a bit. It really is inspiring. So exactly how do you calculate the lives saved and the injuries prevented?
Well, we calculate it using National Safety Council and OSHA statistics, combined with the 50% typical injury reduction experienced by our clients. The math is simple, but honestly, it's hard to explain verbally. And of course, it's just an estimate for our own internal purposes. But we take the total number of employees we train in SafeStart in the month and estimate the total fatalities that would have occurred in that employee population if they experienced the typical fatality rate for a manufacturing site in the USA. 50% of that is the number of lives we estimate we've saved and the number of photos we put on our quilt.
So thinking about that, do you think it would be possible for a client to do something similar?
It would be. Well, the problem is a single site wouldn't statistically have prevented many fatalities, but they may have prevented a lot of injuries. You know, Danny, I'm surprised how rarely safety professionals actually calculate the number of injuries that have been prevented at their work sites. They are very proud of the graphs that show steady improvements in TRIR, for example, but they don't add up what that actually means in terms of injuries prevented or lives saved over the years. I've actually asked safety professionals, you know, when they show me the graph, and I'll say, so how many people you work with didn't get hurt because of that? And they look at me kind of confused. And I'm always like, wow, I think even for their own sake, wouldn't you want to do that? I mean, after all, they know the people at their site. I mean, I think it would feel amazing to do the math and then think about what that means to people that you actually know. I mean, even just to tell your kids, you know, hey, guess what I did at work? I prevented 11 injuries that would have happened to the other parents that worked there. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, pretty cool indeed. And not to turn this into a math class here, but I mean, if we stop and we consider that the NSC's injury facts tells us that workers in the U.S. are 4 times as likely to suffer a disabling injury off the job versus on the job, well, that number really starts to escalate when you think about the number of injuries prevented, if you think in 24/7. And that doesn't even think about the injuries we can prevent with family members themselves by sharing the concepts with them, as we encourage folks to do. It really becomes exponential at that point. So I suppose those listening could definitely use a similar formula to determine the number of injuries we prevented. Again, maybe not to the scale of what we're able to do just because of the reach that we have with SafeStart. But if you would, Barb, just underscore why this is such an important shift in everybody's thinking.
It's important because the work we do, well, that safety professionals do, is important, but it's invisible. We need reminders that when TRIR graphs go down, that is real people that didn't get hurt, that didn't get killed. It's not just a number. You know, safety is a hard job, and sadly, it's often a thankless job. So I did this to remind all who work at SafeStart to be motivated and proud. And I share the idea. For example, there was a quilt at ASSP events to offer the same motivation and pride to safety professionals everywhere.
And thinking out loud here, I think it's just a great way to stay really mission focused every time you walk by the quilt. It really helps to fight complacency, even within ourselves individually and as a corporation as well. I think that's really, really important. But we really take it further than the quilt as well. We have, along with each picture, kind of the backstory of how SafeStart prevented that death from happening. So you've come up with another way just to really help keep the team focused with that as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's keep them focused and keep them fed.
Food is a great motivator, right?
Absolutely. Well, you know, at SafeStart, we actually host a monthly lunch with a random group of employees with the intention that each employee will go to lunch once per year. It's called our Celebration of Life Lunch. And we each share a story of how safety training has impacted someone we know. It could be an employee at a client site, or it could be a family member, even ourselves. It's motivating and it's really fun.
Yeah, I've had the privilege of being a part of that a couple of times, even though I'm not in the office that much. I'm only there, you know, I guess in a normal year, I'm probably up 4, 5, 6 times, maybe, if that much. But I have had the opportunity to join a couple of these Celebration of Life luncheons. And it's always interesting to me just to hear people sharing these stories. Was it difficult when you first started this to get people to share the stories at the lunch meetings?
Yeah, you know, back in 2012, I've hosted this monthly lunch since 2012, obviously, maybe not every month in the pandemic, of course. But when we started, I thought it would be hard to get people to share stories. So we provided a story guide, but it turns out we didn't need it. People love to share stories, even the more reserved or shy folks. You know, this includes everybody in operations, warehouse, accounting. We all participate in these lunches. And my goodness, Danny, you would be surprised at some of the stories I've heard.
You know, I can totally imagine. In fact, I remember a couple of the luncheons that I've had the opportunity to go to. As you said, it was the folks who, honestly, they never say a lot during, you know, and when you talk to them in the office or see them in the office. But yet it was almost as though they came out of their shell, because I think this is really, really motivating for them. And that's a part of the purpose. So thinking about this, any tips that you could offer for those who would perhaps want to start something like their own celebration quilt?
Yeah, you know, I think it would be hard, as I mentioned before, for a client to do exactly what we do. I mean, after all, even with impressive safety improvements, their site wouldn't have many, if any, lives saved in a year. I mean, luckily, fatalities are very rare, even at most dangerous work sites. And at SafeStart, we train thousands of people each month, so we save a lot of lives. But I mean, a client could still find a way to celebrate their safety improvements by posting photos of employees and their stories.
Absolutely. And you, I'm sure you want to get their permission, but I think it's really, really key just to celebrate those successes, find those champions, right?
Absolutely. Of course. I mean, yes. And of course, with permission is always the case. But the important thing is to make the invisible success visible somehow with emotion.
Yeah.
And photos and stories are a great way to do that.
You know, one thing that I would suggest for everybody is just a bulletin board where you can use your own stats and just, you know, if it just says something as simple, if we hadn't improved safety, it's likely 11 of our team members would have suffered an injury in the last year, but that didn't happen. And then post photos of 11 team members with a story about how the safety initiatives at the site really helped them to prevent a potential injury. I mean, that's just one idea, of course.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And the important thing is emotional connection. Also, the connection, and you referenced this earlier, to off-the-job safety, which is often what our stories are about. I mean, remember, most workplaces, at least those of our listeners, are already very safe. So we need to broaden our focus to 24/7 safety and get both leaders and workers realizing that off the job is where most of our injuries and fatalities are occurring. So our skills have to be 24/7 and success has to be 24/7.
Sure.
I really wish more CEOs would get that. But, you know, that's a topic for another episode.
For sure. So the big thing here, folks, whatever you're doing, be it, you know, a bulletin board, a celebration quilt, whatever it is that you're doing, be sure you post it in a really high traffic area where everybody sees it. You know, find the spot, the break room, you know, the main entrance hallway. I remember one plant I was in where they had some things as you came down the main entrance hallway, you literally had to walk down this long hallway, and there were pictures of the kids and the spouses and significant others on the wall there just to remind everybody of what was so important. So, you know, as Barb suggested, find a place to do this, make the invisible visible, and really celebrate your victories, right?
Absolutely. Celebrate your victories, make the invisible visible. And if I can put out a request to our listeners, share those photos, share your ideas with us. As you know, we have a client portal where we share some of the photos, examples of what our clients are doing. And Danny, I can tell you, our clients are amazing. Some of the initiatives we see are so inspiring. Truly, safety professionals are heroes. And they just do a great job at it. And we'd be happy to share your successes with others in the safety community as well.
Sure. And I know that back when I was a safety manager, that was one of the things I was always looking for is, you know, what are some of the best practices that are out there? What are other people doing to further the message, if you will? So be sure to share those with us. Well, Barb, thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you being with us and taking the time out of your schedule to sit down with us for a few minutes and talk a little bit about the Celebration Quilt.
Oh, well, you know I love our quilt, Danny, so I'm happy to share that. I'm so proud of what we do. And obviously, thank you, Danny, and the team. And my sincere thanks, obviously, to our Safe Talk listeners. And on April the 28th, we will honor the important work they do, in addition to honoring those who have been injured or killed on the job.
Again, Barb, thanks so much for being with us today. And I'll just say this, and this may sound like I'm, you know, buttering up to the boss here, but I'm not. Barb is probably our number one podcast fan as well. She listens to every episode, and she always sends us a note, hey, I really love this. And sometimes I don't know if you should have said that, but that's kind of rare, though. But she always just is so encouraging. So I'd encourage you, remember to share the podcast with some other folks. Really, really important. We want to reach out to as many folks as we can with this, and especially if it's another safety professional with this episode. I'd really encourage you to share it with them, just as a reminder that the work that we're doing is very important. So for everybody here at Safe Start, just continue to find ways to share this information. We've placed some photos of our quilt in the show notes for you as well. You can access those and see what we've done there if you're wondering exactly what this looks like. And as always, like I said, please share this with everybody else. Until next time, I'm Danny Smith for Safe Talk with Safe Start. Thanks for joining us.